We talked to her Wednesday about that, but this morning we're talking to her about her nonprofit that she has, because they're doing a lot of work to help those who are going through all of the tornado disaster, especially on the financial front. So we're going to talk with her, and we're also going to have one of the farmers from Grasshoppers is going to be on. Sarah Duncan is going to be with us the second half of this hour, and we're going to talk farming. She raises chickens for eggs, and she also raises rabbit. So should be interesting. Second hour is going to be my daughter, who is 18 today, and her best friend Celine. They are out of school today from Presentation Academy, and we've got all sorts of stuff we're going to talk to him about. And we may even get Jason's dad on the phone, who is on the search for a car for my daughter, which should be kind of fun. We're going to call Wayne. Oh my gosh, it's going to be a good day. So I'm glad you joined us this morning. Stay with us for the next 2 hours and we'll have a lot of fun. Joining us on the phone this morning is Whitney Bishop. Good morning. How are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm awesome. So I'm so glad that the rain has gone away. And this morning I looked at the weather forecast and it said percentage of precipitation. I can't even talk. What kind of chance do we have for rain? And it was all zero.
Yay.
So yay for those who are trying to clean up too, and the victims of the tornado. So you guys have been busy as a nonprofit, and maybe just, you know what, we haven't done this for a little while, but take a second to share with folks your all's mission for those who have not tuned in and talked and heard you before.
Sure. So we're all about empowering individuals and families and helping them to develop and maintain a positive relationship with money for generations. So everyone from, you have a financial life.
Right.
Your beliefs and attitudes about money start when you're young and in your family of origin or in your early life, and your financial needs throughout your life change, and your opportunities to earn money and save money and your expenses, all of those things change throughout the course of your life. So we're there to help individuals and families navigate that in a way that allows them to be successful and self-sufficient.
And I don't know, I always get confused because you guys have a new tagline now. You're doing business as
Making Change, which
exactly.
is all of our outreach and education efforts are now going to be known with that name, Making Change, because we felt like it has so much more to do with what we're actually doing. And then the Southern Indiana Asset Building Coalition is really so much more than just our agency, but rather a collection of partners and individuals who are working together in order to be able to help families be self-sufficient.
Yeah.
So...
So you could go. Can you put in Making Change now on the
Making? Yep, we have we have a shell of a website up now. It's
okay.
It's being added to every day. MakingChange.me.
Okay.
It's a new extension. MakingChange.com was like $150,000.
Somebody
thought that was a good idea some time back, but we didn't feel like that was something we wanted to have to pay. But I really like makingchange.me because it's about
yourself.
It's about you.
Yeah.
So anyway, it worked out just fine. But we do financial education, coaching, counseling, and then also free tax preparation around the region.
Yeah, it's funny. I've gone out there to GoDaddy and looked for certain website names based on whatever I'm doing with this with the station and my job and everything, and there's a couple of them that I looked at, and one of them was like $50,000. I was like, maybe not.
Yeah. Not today.
Speaking
not
of financial
time.
Decisions, that's not a wise one for me.
But
there are people that have I know a fellow in town that has done a really good job at buying certain URLs.
Mm-hmm.
And has gotten them traffic, has put things on them and done all this work. And then they sell them at a profit. I mean, it's like a real business. It's amazing.
Sure.
So it's out there. But I like makingchange.me. I think that actually makes a lot of sense. I like the name of that. So you guys have been doing some work to help folks. I noticed on the newspaper today, they had a whole list inside the A section that talked about ways that you can help those. They gave just a really good comprehensive list of the ways that you can help. So one of the things that you guys have available is the preparedness kit. I know we were going to talk about that today.
Yes. So we are, I'm looking at the final draft of that today, and we're hoping to have that produced and ready to go on Monday electronically as well as in print format for those individuals who are really in the thick of that process now. So we are working with several partners to put together a very comprehensive toolkit for financial recovery in the face of a disaster. In addition to, if you weren't directly affected by this, you can now see the impact of what it could mean if you had been more prepared or if you are more prepared. And so what are those steps that you need to take before there's a disaster in order to be able to really recover much more quickly, much more swiftly, and with much less aggravation and paperwork and time.
Okay, so the kit that's available for those who are going through the crisis right now, will that be an online tool, or how
no,
will people access?
Actually, okay. We're going to actually print those out and get those distributed through. The Metro United Way has set up an incredible volunteer reception center in Jeffersonville, just around the corner from our office.
Oh, okay.
And this is where volunteers can go. People who want to volunteer really should go to this Metro United Way reception center or to the Metro United Way website volunteer portal and sign up. Because they are accepting the needs for volunteers, and then they're deploying volunteers specifically for those things from this location, a very organized and concerted effort to make sure that the needs that need to be met are being met, and people who are interested in filling them have that chance, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to have those kits available there. And
okay.
Office Environment Company donated 100 notebooks, 3 subject notebooks, and 100 pocket folders for us to be able to get started with this. So the kit will include, here are some checklists, some things you need to do, some things you might not have thought about, some resources, links, and how to get all of your personal documentation that may have been lost, how you're going to replace that, what you need to do in terms of record keeping during this transition time, keeping all of your receipts, making sure that you're taking pictures and communicating with your insurance agent, and then really just helping connect people to the local resources that are designed to, who are really setting themselves up to be a resource-rich point of contact. In other words, so I don't have to contact 10 places. I'm gonna go to this one-stop shop and be able to take care of a lot. And that's one of the things that Metro United Way is working on now. And we'll have a presence there as well, helping people deal with the financial issues associated with this kind of loss.
Yeah, and one of the things you brought up that I thought was a really good point the other day, and I don't know if it's as part of the recovery kit or if it's a separate, but helping people to file extensions for their taxes.
Yes. So there is an official IRS response to this, which is if you have been a victim of a disaster, you obviously are you're eligible to file. Everyone's eligible to file an extension, but there are some special things that are considered for individuals who are going through this process. And then there's this whole other set of circumstances. If FEMA declares this a disaster area, then that will add a whole additional layer of tax issues and just financial management issues. And so we're watching that very carefully to see how we can be helpful, relevant, and really help take the guesswork out of what do I need to do next around my financial life for this.
So if FEMA declares it and like a disaster, does that provide extra financial benefits for the victims, or how
yes.
does okay?
Yes, it does. And I'll tell you, I heard something very interesting yesterday. We've been pulled into a group of agencies and organizations in the area that are tasked with long term recovery response.
Uh-huh.
So really looking at how we can help long term, not just this immediate short term when everybody is so focused on it.
Right.
But there will be needs for years to come, and
right.
at least for the next year and a half in terms of rebuilding for sure. But one of the things I heard was that 40-45% of the individuals who were affected by this were not insured.
Oh wow.
Okay, this is a huge number of
wow.
individuals who are just going to
have
to deal with.
Is that unusual? I mean, is that unusual? It seems like a very high percentage of uninsured.
You know,
I mean, gosh.
I don't know what the national average is, but I would tell you that number surprised me. I would have thought 30%, I could have believed 30%, but we're really 40 to 45% of the people, and these are just preliminary numbers.
Wow.
And so when you think about that, and you think about, you know, Henryville had insurance. Right? So
right.
Henryville, the school.
Henryville, the school, yes. Yes, I read about it. Yes,
so,
right. They
so
have a company
have
out
benefit.
Of North, like out of Charleston, North Carolina,
yeah.
I was reading about. Yeah, Hanover Insurance.
So they'll be able to take care of some of that stuff. But all of those families and small business owners and, you know, people who did not have that kind of insurance will have no benefit in rebuilding their where they live. Maybe they rented. And so what are they going to do? It's just really, it's a huge problem. And then when you think about if they do get disaster relief or insurance checks, that people need to understand how to manage that appropriately so that they're not, that they're making the best decisions they can. And as I mentioned when we were on the phone Wednesday, you are not exactly in the most objective state of mind when you're traumatized and shocked by what happened to you. And LifeSpring, I think, is doing some free counseling. And for people who have post-traumatic stress syndrome or any of those kind of things, this type of event can really trigger, a response that keeps you from being able to really sit down and put pen to paper and be incredibly clear about what you need to do financially. It's just sort of one of those things that you just kind of don't want to deal with. And so having that person in your support network who is objective and who does have some good decision-making skills and can help you, and then having a checklist or a toolkit in front of you that allows you to just step through it instead of having to make it up on your own.
Hey, Whitney, stay with us. We're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Whitney Bishop. She is part of MakingChange.me, and she's executive director of the Southern Indiana Asset Building Coalition. Don't go away. We're talking about disaster recovery. We'll be right back on Newstalk 1570.
It's Real Life with Kristen. Send Kristen an email, kristen@newstalk1570.com. Real Life with Kristen Riddick. We'll be right back after this on Newstalk 1570 WNDA.
From the WHS 11 Newsroom, I'm Andy Trinan. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels has requested President Barack Obama for aid after Friday's tornadoes. Daniels is asking the president to declare Clark, Jefferson, Ripley, Scott, Warwick, and Washington counties federal disaster areas. FEMA teams say 187 residences were destroyed. 88 received major damage. Henryville students will have another week without school, but last night at a meeting in Sellersburg, the school board decided where they'll move the students for the rest of the year. Middle and high school students will have classes at the Mid-America Science Park Business Complex. That's in Scottsburg. Classes begin April 2nd. Elementary students will attend classes at Graceland Christian Academy in New Albany. Classes begin on March the 19th. New overnight, police questioning a woman whose apartment caught fire in PRP. The fire broke out around 8:30 last night in the 3200 block of Fort Haven Road. We're told the woman inside the apartment jumped from the second floor window and then ran off after she got outside. Big wins for both Louisville and Indiana in their respective conference tournaments, but the Hoosiers lost senior Verdell Jones to a knee injury. The Cards beat Marquette to advance to the Big East semifinals. Indiana beat Penn State. Both play again today. UK opens play in the SEC tournament today. They'll face the LSU Tigers. That is your news update from WHAS 11.
Our freedoms, our values, the heart of our nation are all at risk. That's why Let Liberty Ring with Brian Wickens and Mike Beck is different than anything else on the radio. We want you to do more than listen. We want you to participate and become a part of the solution. Tune in, be informed, share your thoughts, and get engaged. Together, we will let liberty ring from our own backyards to our nation's capital and places in between. Join Let Liberty Ring at our new time from 11 to noon on News Talk 1570 WNDA.
Pediatric Associates of Southern Indiana is welcoming new patients and will gladly make room for your friends and referrals. The doctors at Pediatric Associates of Southern Indiana are certified by the American Board of Pediatricians and are fellows of the American Academy of Pediatrics. And parents, you'll love the spacious examining rooms and separate settings for sick and healthy children. 1425 State Street in New Albany. Call 812-945-KIDS for your appointment. That's 812-945-KIDS.
You already know that properly inflated tires last longer and increase your gas mileage. But did you know the pressure printed on your tires is not the optimum pressure, it's the maximum? Look on your doorpost for your car's optimum pressure. Another way to maintain tires is to bring them to ProBuilt Complete Car Care. They'll computer spin, balance, and rotate most cars' tires and inspect your brakes for just $26. That's ProBuilt Complete Car Care at the corner of Production Drive and Hamburg Pike.
News and information is here. News Talk 1570 WNDA.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Life. It is a fantastic Friday. We're talking finance and food this morning on our first hour. And on the financial front, there's a ton of issues related to disaster recovery and trying to kind of rebuild your financial life. And I'm with Whitney Bishop, who's the executive director of Southern Indiana Asset Building Coalition. Also, the other website that they I'm going to start sending people to this as well, is makingchange.me. And they have a recovery kit that they have put together that is going to be handed out at the Metro United Way office. That is, what is that location exactly, Whitney?
It's at the old, I wish I had the address with
okay.
me. It's at the old Bale Service Center on Spring Street. I
okay.
think it's 738 Spring Street. If you go to the Metro United Way's website, or if you call
okay,
211,
I'll look that up. Okay.
If you call 211, they'll also point you in the right direction.
Okay.
But it really is, I work in the Metro United Way office in Jeffersonville.
Oh, you
and
do?
I'm gonna tell you what, I have just never seen the kind of response and the kind of concerted effort. I mean, our office has really become sort of command central for Metro United Way's response. And it has been so wonderful to see how all of these really smart people with these incredible resources are coming together to say, what can we do to have impact in this area, to be do something meaningful, and to be smart about it, not just to run in and, you know, and do the first thing that comes to mind, but really put together a strategy and a plan and a space and divert those resources that are so necessary to be able to help that region recover. It's really great. They've been amazing.
So that is a place where many of the victims can go and get a lot of their questions answered in one stop.
Well, and get the other
links to other
that's
stuff.
That's what they're working to create.
Okay.
So where they are now, they have it's a volunteer reception center. So they're
okay.
deploying volunteers out to the area. But what they're looking to create is a one-stop shop, probably closer to Henryville, where
okay.
victims can come and do all of this business. And I would say that we're less than a week away from that happening.
Okay.
And that's really exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. It's
I'll be able to tell you more about that next week for sure.
Yeah, that'd be great. The other part of this is people are listening, hopefully that and I did look it up. It is 723 Spring Street, and that's a place
okay.
where you can provide donations, and you can also volunteer as an individual
yeah.
or as a group. So
yeah.
if you as a group, you know, you have a group for the book club or your workplace or a church Bible study, that would be a good resource to
right.
go, so you could really have an impact.
Yeah.
The other side of this is these recovery kits that are helping people on the financial side, those will be available through that. And then the other end of this is preparedness that we were talking about.
Yes.
And, you know, we spent a lot of time Wednesday with you sharing kind of, you know, the do's and don'ts
mm-hmm.
after you went through your own survival as a
right.
victim of a tornado.
I sent you the pictures. Did you see them?
Yes. And I'm going to put those up.
Page.
Yeah. So I'm going to, yeah, they're on my Facebook page. And then you can also, I'm going to put it on the website. So,
okay.
So that is available. And how will that be? That's something you guys are going to make available to people to kind of be proactive.
Yes. So we'll put that on our website as a PDF as soon as we get that done, and maybe even some worksheets and check sheets that
oh,
you
yeah.
can use that you can download individually as soon as we finish proofing them. And then we'll have them available. We'll distribute them through our usual electronic mail channels, get them out to all of the different resource agencies that we serve for them to have in their offices. And then we are looking for a printer who is willing to work with us to help produce a fairly large quantity of these to be able to have printed copies for people, you know, to hand out. So we're getting started with that, but we're looking for some opportunities to partner with a printer or other group that might be willing to offset the cost associated with printing that many documents. But but to have it in print is really going to be a value for folks who are going through this, who are not going to have their home office set up as they used to.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean...
And then we'll have the kits available through the Metro United Way at this one-stop shop and at the Volunteer Reception Center.
Yeah, okay, that's good. So what else is on the docket for makingchange.me?
Well, we're really looking at how we can, financial education is a big deal, and your mindset about money. We're still out there doing that work, but right now, people's ears are perked up to preparedness and financial responsibility, and so we're really trying to create some, potentially some small events that would, maybe some preparedness seminars or workshops where we can, bring people together of a family or of a group and really sit down and have those important conversations about what do we do in the case of an emergency, and working with partners like the Red Cross and Metro United Way and Salvation Army and pulling together some great resources to and giving that message out that being prepared and insulating yourself against financial disaster and natural disaster is really valuable. And how do you do that? Where do you start?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's kind of, it's unfortunate, but it takes tragedy sometimes or big transitions in life, you know, things that happen to you when you get married, you get divorced, you have a baby, you have mm-hmm. something that happens, it's a disaster, you have flooding, tornado, all of those things that are kind of force you to kind of evaluate that. And so taking advantage of having something good come out of this where people can be more prepared and more resources can be put together so that people are, have a better handle on it. I was just thinking about this today. I have my will set up for my children, and my daughter turned 18 today.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, at what point do I make her the guardian for her younger sister?
Right.
Versus, my parents that are older or whatever. When is that transition? You think about little things like that, and I don't know why it popped into my head, but I just, I was thinking about that, and then I thought, yeah, but then I need to sit down and educate her and, show her,
So you can't just create a plan and then walk away from it.
Right.
It's something that you think about how people are used to when you move the clocks forward, which we do this weekend, and you check your fire alarm batteries, right? So every so often, every year or so, review that plan. Look at that plan. Is it still relevant? Are the documents still up to date? And really keep that fresh, because you may create a kit and you may not need it for 10 years, but if you you need to just continue to update that, review that, see what's changed, and keep that as a part of sort of your way of doing business.
Yeah. All right, Whitney, it's I'm going to direct people to, you can go to makingchange.me, which will also take you all to your parent site as well, I'm assuming.
Yes, fiabc.org.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then folks can also call you at what number?
812-206-7514. We'd love to hear from people if there's something we can do to be helpful or resources we can point them to. We'd be happy to do that.
All right.
Thanks,
Whitney.
Kristen.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're switching gears to food. So don't go away. You're listening to Real Life on News Talk.
It's Real Life with Kristen. Send Kristen an email. Kristen@newstalk1570.com. Real Life with Kristen Riddick. We'll be right back after this on News Talk 1570 WNDA.
This is Bob Dominey. I'm back. Join me for afternoon sports with